It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Nancy and Sam Jones are longtime members and leaders of the Nashville Rose Society and the Tenarki District. At the recent Tenarki Midwinter District meeting, Nancy led our Sunday morning devotion time. Her words touched the heart of all who heard her, and we are very grateful to have her voice from the garden as she encourages us to pull in our thorns.
Pulling in our thorns. Let me begin by telling you a short story about something that happened to me in our garden several years ago. I was helping Sam with deadheading and was up in the middle of the roses. We have raised beds. And somehow I misstepped and started turning and grabbing everything I could find to prevent a fall. On unlevel ground, I sometimes have trouble keeping my balance, but I certainly didn't want to fall. I could feel my hands getting ripped and the skin torn as I grabbed from side to side. But I finally came to rest by collapsing on the concrete birdbath. It was not a pretty sight. I dreaded looking at my hands, but when I did, there was no blood and I was not injured at all. This struck me as extraordinary and I was so relieved. In fact, I was not hurt, just shaken up a bit. When I related this incident to a rose friend of ours, she said, "The roses pulled in their thorns." I had never heard of this phenomenon and felt that I had been given a gift. Maybe our roses could sense that I was an inexperienced gardener and they had mercy on me, because we know that rose thorns can be vicious. With this story in mind, I've decided to draw the analogy of pulling in our thorns, remembering to speak kindly to others. The tongue is a dangerous thing, and the scripture states it well. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and are being tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. James 3:7-10, NIV Translation. After choosing my topic in Scripture, I began to wonder how I might best illustrate matters of the tongue. The very next day, our daily devotional book, The Upper Room, had a wonderful illustration. It is by Karen Jean Dorsey, Oregon, and the date is February 6, 2016. She tells of a confrontation she had with a coworker, in which she just let him have it. The words and pent-up frustration poured out of her mouth in a raging river of anger. This man had been critical of her decisions, had been rude, and had ignored her in front of others. She says she thought she had forgiven him, but it seemed that she had just stuffed her feelings and emotions inside. She could see that her outburst offended him, and she later asked him for forgiveness, but he would not speak to her. She goes on to say that our tempers sometimes get the best of us, and we may even use the scripture above that claims that although we are helpless to tame our tongues, God is not. Paul wisely says, "In your anger, do not sin," Ephesians 4:26, which lets us know that there are ways to handle anger without hurting other people. Then Karen began to think about how she might have handled the situation differently and realized that much earlier, before the problem had piled up into anger, she could have calmly spoken to her coworker about their differences, or she could have simply asked God to bless him, and this would have possibly changed her perspective on the situation. We have the choice in the response we will make. Will we rage or will we bless? We can't talk about thorns and anger and hurt without talking about forgiveness. This reminds me of our next-door neighbor in a small town where we lived early in our ministry. She was a good Christian, and she had a beauty shop in her home. She was older than I was, but we were certainly neighborly friends. One day, out of the blue, she started shunning me to such an extent that I knew something was wrong and that I was at fault. For nearly a year, things went on like this, and finally I couldn't stand this wall that she had put up between us any longer. So with fear and trembling, I went over to see her to ask what had happened. It was then that she told me that her feelings were hurt because I didn't bring our two little girls over for her to cut their hair. I was dumbfounded and asked her forgiveness and began taking our girls over for her to do their hair from time to time. In fact, she saved the day at one point when the older child, age 3, decided to give the younger one, age 2, a haircut. What a mess! And my neighbor straightened things out beautifully. Back to our friend Karen Dorsey, who had the tirade with her co-worker. I really wanted to know how her story ended, and did she ever make up with him? It so happens that people like Karen, who write for the Upper Room, often do a little epilogue at the end, which is called More From, and it gives their name. And here's what she tells us. She says that after the break in her relationship with her co-worker, she grieved the opportunity that she had lost to share Jesus with him. Then she decided to take her own advice. So she asked God's forgiveness, and then she began to ask God to bless her co-worker. And God began to work. Gradually, the man quit ignoring her, and then he responded to her when she would try to greet him in the hall. She finally began to stop and talk with him, telling her, and he would tell her about his job search in a new city. She says God brought about reconciliation. She and we are so grateful that God can bring healing in situations that seem impossible. Our prayer is, Dear God, help us each day to put our thorns, under your control and to heed your voice. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. If you have a story to tell, email us at grow@rosechat.info. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.